But this is the Mishnah. Abba Rosh Hashanim hem b'echot b'nisan Rosh Hashanah וב'echot b'shvat Rosh Hashanah le'ilon כדברי בית שמאי פסמות ללושי ב'echot b'shvat Rosh Hashanah le'ilon כדברי בית שמאי וסילויים בחמישה עשור. Over the years, two Mishnah became a ganze yontef. Le'maisa, when you learn the Mishnah, the Mishnah only spoke legabi maisa. The Mishnah doesn't speak about the yontef that Klal Yisrael firtzach and two Mishnah. Le'maisa, in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Kufa in Beis, Shulchan Aruch paskens, ein lotzum betu Mishnah. So state already that Allah is not allowed to fast in two Mishnah. It's a yontef, yeah. Went to Mafresh Tumas and Maisres, why be a loch and not to fast? We know when you don't fast, Yomim Toivim, you don't fast. It's a cloud. If you don't fast, it's a Yomtev. It's no different reason not to fast. When Avram says, even a chosin that gets married Motzi to Bishvat doesn't fast. Right? Even when it's such a chosin and meaning you don't fast, most places, Noyeg, and as we pass in the Maise, not to say Tachnu. So again, Shabbos, we don't say Tzitkoscho. Rabbi Gershom B'tshuva, he brings down that it was Yom de Pagre, it's a vacation day. And there yours, nicht as they know Gea, maybe if Shabbos, anyway, some of them take it easier. But as they state, it's a big shaila, why was Yom de Pagre? Why was it Yom de Pagre exactly? And the Zogin of the Seder HaLimud was stuck in the yeshivas, being down from all different Tshuvas Kalmonias, that the Tzuras HaLimud was in the yeshivas. They were here Shir till Tu B'Shvat in the winter, and Tu B'Av in the summer. It brings down that the Rabbein, I saw the big down. Nothing short. Maybe the truth is there was a minig. Minig for Marshetz 500 years ago. We put him in 15 be'av b'shvat. Him or Yom de'Pagir be'Rabbona. Ufrat 15. La melabdim la talmidim. Ba'isa ayomim. Bot la bot b'drosh la melabdim. Ve'ena neorim boim b'israel b'mlilmoid. La melabdim uchil la talmidim b'tziyos b'saknesses b'shachis b'15 yain sorov. ולקח. זה גבל אז המינג, יום מן הפאגרה. Maybe in a second we'll explain a little bit more. Maybe one hesber, they bring down, one hesber, it's brought down. ספורים, הוא נחסיר שספורים, it's brought down, but it's brought down really in the Kalmoinim. It says in Chazal that Tu B'Av was a Yontef. Why? So it's straight in Sforim because Tu B'Av is 40 days before Chofei Elul. What is the mile of Chofei Elul? Chofei Elul is the Yom of Yetziras HaOilom. L'man da'omar HaOilom Nivro B'Tishrei, so you count 7 days before, and 6 days before, and Be'etzem, Chofei Be'elul was the day that was Tchilas HaYetzira. And Arboim Yom Koinim Yetziras HaVlad as Pleini L'Pleini. So the yontif of the world is Tu B'Shvat, Tu B'Av. This is L'man Da'omar Ha'olam Nivra B'Av. L'man Da'omar Ha'olam Nivra B'Nisan. So Chofei B'Odo, B'Chofei B'Odo is the Be'etzem, the Tchilas HaYetzir of the world. B'Mele, Tu B'Shvat is the Arboim Yom Koyim Yetzir HaSavlad from the Bria. This was the Tu B'Shvat, the Yom HaSimcha that was. The world says Pshat. What is ובאחד בשבט כדברי בית שמאי? This is כדברי בית שמאי. Because Rab Lezer, the Gemara in Seder of Yud brings down that Rab Lezer holds that the Olam Nivra B'Tishrei. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Rav Lezer was shmuti, was from Talmid Beit Shammai. So lefi Beit Shammai, tak is no inyan to make Tu B'Shvat and Tu B'Shvat. Ve'ele ke'echot B'Shvat ke'divrei Beit Shammai. V'she'en ke'le divrei, u'ida pas, ke'em chedish nisan, se'be mele. But the first mocker, be'etzem, to eat fruits, Megrei Sein Yonim, is brought down in Magen Avram, in Simen Kufla Med Aleph, in Loshan and Magen Avram is Azei. Noyagim Ashkenazim leharbois peiros betu bishvat. So the mocker is Magen Avram, Kufla Med Aleph, Noyagim Ashkenazim leechol peiros betu bishvat. You have to know what's that, Noyagim Ashkenazim. Maisa the Sfardim also eat. So Maisa, I saw it brought down on the Maisa, and the Sfardim, it much later came in the Minek. And the Zogim, Maisa, Alpi Ari. Some people say, and the Pshat, and Neagim Ashkenazim Lechol Peres, the Sfardim eat also Beri Pri Adomo, Garinim, and these Achim. Ashkenazim only a Magpi to eat Peres. The Shaila is, why the Maisa? It's a Mogen Avro, Mogen Avro, Mayos is a Kodesh Kadoshim, Nansur Achaim, Dosim Mogen Avro. So the shayla is, why tak is a minig to eat peiros? From which time the minig to eat peiros? So one reason they bring down that because it's Rosh Hashanah Leilones, so if a person will be marba be minig peiros, be mele he will daven on the peiros. He will daven on the peiros. And the andere nusach I saw it's brought down, that it's brought down with the arba Rosh Hashanim. And the Abba Rosh Hashanim also Chazal saying Rosh Hashanah Simone Milsehu. So we eat good things to have a good year. So if Simone Milsehu is a result of that, we have to do in Rosh Hashanah Leilones Simone Milsehu to eat Peres. Also the Sforim say more from that, that when a person eats Peres, so basically he makes a broche. See in a second, if the person makes a broche, he makes the tikkun of the Zach. So while it's Rosh Hashanah Leilones, the Leilones can't be at some daven on themselves, so we eat the peiros, we eat prioits, maybe we metaken it. Maybe we metaken it. So I give out the kezach. So do Yerushalmi and Kiddushin. Reb Cheski Ha'oimer, B'Shem Rab, Osid Odom Liten Din V'cheshboin Al Kol Sherou Eino V'lo Yochal. Every food that you see and you don't eat, you will give a din v'cheshboin. Rab Lezer choshash leadosh maise. Zan meim reso, Rab Lezer ha-moira was choshash. Mistam everyone here is choshash to zah loche. Don't be mizalzer. Don't be mizalzer. Don't be mizalzer. Yerushalmi. Some people, don't be mizalzer. What about Yerushalmi? Just take me a shamayim. Rab Lezer choshash leadosh maise. U matzmiach leipartin. And he was noiteya every kind of maichol. Ve-ochel min eichode b'shaita. Once, a year. Simon Reish Chavches. Reish Chavches. Taz. Turei Zohar. The Eden for the Bach. Isa be Yerushalmi perik yud. Perik, I'm sorry, perik asor yuchsim. Yishmu anovim veismuchu omar rabbon osid odom litanin vechashmen al shiro mine megodim velo yochal. Rab lezer rabbe mecamcem pirtei lemaychel bun mechol mine chodosh. Ad kad. Vekos abatashbet satam kedei leharbis bebrochas. Azei paskin the taz. Mogen Avram also brings it down. Simon Yesh Chofei. Apparently, the Mishabura was never matic. So, not exactly answer. Osid, on the Shirusham, Osid Odom, Psak from Mogen Avrom. Osid Odom Liten Din Vecheshmin, Al Shiroasa Einem Mimegodim Velo Yochal. Rab Lezer, Choshlo, Vayoichel Migolmin, Chodesh Bashonah. Mogen Avrom. It's enough to eat once a year. It doesn't mean. Now, weiss though, I think it doesn't go on. And all different fruits, yeah? I mean, you have to eat five kinds of chocolates. Chocolate, cocoa, every. Potato, strawberry, if it's no problem with bugs, but I'm saying. But every kiwi, every kind of fruit, they eat once a year. The Mishachochme, what is the marker? It's a marker in the Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, Kosh Baruch Hu told Adam HaRishon not to eat from Eitz HaDas, Omar Lo, Mikol Eitz HaGan, Ochol Toichal. Zog Nimesh HaChochme, Bereishis Beis Pasuk, the Zion, Ochol Toichal, was a tzivui, Mikol Eitz HaGan, Ochol Toichal. So the Bible is interesting. The Gemara in Sanhedrin that can dash in something else from Ochol Toichal, ולא איבר מן החי. So could be taken as a reason שחנוך, the Bavli was mashed with it. Because maybe if you the Bavli, we learn something else from Ochol Toichal. אבל לפי ירושלמי, אוסית אודן ליטן. אז הספורים אומרים, זה אוכל פעמחס בשונו. אז הדברים אומרים, זה סדר, זה סטו בשבט. זה סטו בשבט. על פי הארי, אין טו בשבט, you have to eat 30 kind of fruits. The ארי says that it's 30 kind of פרס. לא נהיין, you know, it's the rebels, I have 70, בסכניש. אבל על פי הארי, זה 30 מינים, אבל בעצם, סידוע זה הירושלמי, ואוכל חולה בשייטה. ואוכל חולה בשייטה. So, I saw a שיילה in the Heintike Sforim, it's interesting, when is a chiv to eat, by night or by day? So, the Mishnah didn't speak it out. When you want to be kind of Mogen Avram, that נהגים האשכנזים להרבו יספרס בטו בשבט. So Anders Zogen, if we're learning it out from the Mishnah, that the Mishnah brings Abba Rosh Hashanim, and Rosh Hashanim, the Minhag, we do it by night. So Mr. Rav Mishnah also we do it by night. Is that bizarre? May I say the Minhag of most of Klal Yisrael, you do it by night. But I know the Machmirim also try to eat by day. On the Tzadet, you can be eating by night this Minhag. So it could be to eat also by day some Peiros. Now, al pi ha'ari is the Indian to eat 30. This is all the Shari Peres. 15, some do 12, some do 13. It's different. Now, Sido Andereb are makbid to eat from Peres Shiva Saminim. And they try to eat all the Shiva Saminim. And the makbid at least will be Peres from Eretz Yisrael, because Be'etzem the Brocha Shenishtab Chod Eretz Yisrael. Is a minig that lemais, you know, it became very balabatish a minig, but a lot of people lemais, I saw in the chavers bisarim from Karlin, they bring it down to make also a shechiyonu into bishvat. But the bisin, nishkim mogen avram, the mocker is mogen avram, minig shechiyonu from somewhere. You have to know why I'm saying that, you know, people make shechiyonu on zachar, but they're not chayav al pi halacha shechiyonu, zavocha levatole. You have to know clothes that you're really chayav in shechiyonu. If you're not chayav shechiyonu, there's no Indian to do it. Now, it's brought down in the Sforim to eat the Esri. But Be'ikar it's brought down to daven on the Esri. It's animal, you know, I see a lot of bochim, Arab sukkahs, they're running around, they're looking for Esroigim, and Mamash, they ask me, like, where's the good store? Where's the good store to buy Esroigim? I say, Shoytim. Tu b'shvat, you're daven, you'll have a good Esri. You look for the Esri. In 5 minutes, and Tu B'Shvat, you dive and you get a good Esrei. Well, then you work for hours to find the Esrei Erev Yom Tov. As I say, every person has his Esrei. Now, this year is a very big tumult. When you dive on the Esrei, you're not allowed to dive for private Tzrochim and Shabbos. So what do you do? What? It's a big shaila. A big shaila. I remember last time that it happened in Shabbos, the Shemir Shabbos told me to say not to daven in Shabbos. For me, it's very hard not to daven in Esrei, because the Shabbos, if it works. At least, I'm saying, a lot of people say that Dvar Mitzvah you're allowed to daven. At least Behiru. I'm saying, the Shemir Shabbos told me, it's mitonished. Mitonished daven. But I'm saying, a lot of people are making it say Dvar Mitzvah. At least, Bemachshove, I think you're allowed to daven in Machshove, at least you're allowed to daven to have a good Esrei. When you want to have a good esrig, I'm basically a mitzvah. So this is one mitzvah we have this week. Second mitzvah we have this week, we'll go back in a second. I want maybe a little bit to speak about the halachas of Birkas Hananim. That this is be'etzim the ikar. Avada is also an inyan, just to the second this inyan. Avada is an inyan from Simon HaToyve, where the poskim says, Yamtik Megodim Teshor, that will be Azevi Hashor HaToyve, and Rosh Hashanah to eat Peiris. But the ikar was stated for him that the tikkun of the brochas is a tikkun, the gabi the inyanim, for the other mates asode, and the mele, all different ramazim, snish the mokim to go around to them. One of them they bring down, it says, Tu Bishvat, Rosh Hashanah lo ilon. Why doesn't it say lo ilones? Melochim. Because it goes on every person that the other mates asode. But avada the ikar inyan is the brochas. People are makpid, and all different inyanim to have peiris and tu bishvat. But the Beir priorates to make it Beir priorates Beir priorates Adomo to make the brachas with the ganze kavanah. This is the purpose of Tu Bishvat. So maybe I want, as Hashem will be maspik a little bit, to go over the halachas of Birkas Hananim. Before we go to Birkas Hananim, this Shabbos is another mitzvah. It's Shabbos Shira. It's called Shabbos Shira. This year Shabbos Shira and Tu Bishvat come together. Zog the Mogen Avraham again. Simen Shin Chof Dalet. Lo teit la tzipoirim lechem b'Shabbos. We give the birds. Why you give the birds bread this Shabbos? There's a lot of reasons. One reason is that said in the Medrash that the birds were saying Shira when we went out of Mitzrayim, and the kids were giving them food because the birds were singing Shira. So b'meila we give zeicher to that. We give. Another reason is Koshim is a nice of Shalom Kikras Yamsuf. We believe that everything is from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So we give out the food to the Mizaynus, to the animals, to show. Another reason to bring down that says that Dosan Ve'aviron, Moshe Rabbeinu said, see this parasha that Mon will not go down on Shabbos, Vahiyu Anoshim Sho Yisiru, Dosan Ve'aviron, they left Mon. And Moshe said, well, not snow man this Shabbos. And they left man and they took it out. And the birds came out in the morning and they ate it. It's merumas in the pasuk. Where is merumas in the pasuk? Vayetzu anoshim lilkoit v'lo yimatzo. So I said, Vayetzu dosen v'aviro. What they went out. But they hided it. They went, they put it in different places and they went to look for it. And v'lo yimatzo. So we thank the birds for the good job that they did, that they ate the bread. And Mela, we live in them bread. I spoke out already a couple times. Samot Nezach. How much man went down every morning? 2 feet of man around the mach. 2 feet of man. Alpay Mamo. How much man doesn't Vaviron manage to put away? 5 bags, 6 bags, how much? Remember they made a huge pile, so everyone would see it. Some, you know, the cheshbon, they couldn't. But every person took mon. So the amount of mon that went down Friday, was not enough to cover it again, because some people ate some. So what they did, in the morning they planned to go to dribble a couple pieces of mon around, and what did they tell Moshe Rabbeinu in the morning? Moshe, you said would be no mon? Here, a couple sprinkles of mon. Moshe was like, what's the business? Every morning, 2 feet mon, alpay mamo. The mother mices. And we mamish tangle for the birds, you know, the netzach. We give out to the birds bread. Well, what's it does? So the pshat is pashut. That the difference, if a, what is the difference of a kishuf to a meifes from Hashem? Pari was the whole time saying that, no, he's not mishalech esa'am. Why? Pari was timing, it's a kishuf. Kshofim atomach mis l'mitzrayim. Kishuf. Moshe said, Hashem shlochoni. Pari says, "Kshofim atomachnus leMitzrayim." What's the given the vikuach? The vikuach was, for sure, Moshe is a mechashef. He made a snake. He also made a snake. Moshe's snake was stronger. The argument in between Moshe was, Pari said mechashef, and Moshe said, "I'm shliach Hashem." What is the difference? Kishuf works almost. You know, you mix it sometimes. You mix the recipe a bit wrong. Try to make a cat with 5 heads, comes out 6. A kishuf, you know, you try to make a snake 2 meters, happens to it. Hashem is bidiyuk. This is the reason the Moshe Moshe tells Paro, he's spoiler alai lemocho, when you want. Paro makes a scratch in the wall, when the sun comes here tomorrow. You never had that shvel? If you would be Paro, what you would say? You call Paro, take away the frogs! Hosam alai samovis haze! Moshe says, when? In 24 hours, please. I'm the shugana, so don't call me. The Torah says, Moshe came running, Paro said, I know already, he already told the frogs to move. He'll just say, whoop, and he'll go away. He's all planned. You know what? Leave it another 24 hours. Let me say. He wanted to see if it's Me'ashem or Moshe is a Mechashev. He told it to him exactly here. Tomorrow is enough community. The power of the Indian that the frogs will go and make a line. You see the sun? When the sun hits here. This is the reason. It's a lot of chazalim. It's Adamokim to be Marich. Say one more. Moshe says, Kachatzoy Salaylo. This, lean your name. Dosan Vaviro, Moshe said, we'll not go, we'll not snow Mon and Shabbos. No. So they say, yeah, Moshe's a Mechashev, you know, the matzah, the weather, you know, it's not. It'll be hot. It'll not happen yet. The wind. Moshe has ways to do that. The Mon will not come in Shabbos. He's trying to make up a Shabbos. So Moshe has koiches. You know, he bought the Mon. Yeah? No, Moshe said the Mon is going to do it out. Everyone knows there's something special. But Moshe has the way. He has the keys how to close it. Now, they were planning to put a couple little pieces of mud. What will happen? In the morning, they'll come to Moshe. You said we'll be known. Epis came. So Moshe will say, but I told you not. Moshe, if Hashem would not want mud to come down, nothing will come down. If a couple pieces managed to sneak in, if you closed the door, you didn't manage to close it. It's rather, Moshe, there was nishman Hashem. You made up. Grace of a cool. You have koiches, yeah? But you're not a Navi. You have koiches to do it. I'm saying, but you have koiches, but it doesn't mean that you're a shliach from Hashem. Now, people think that this halacha for the birds is halacha for kids or for married people, yeah? But lechura, if it's a minig in Klal Yisrael, you have to be married for the minig. So lechura, every bocha has to do it. Frek. To be upset, other also don't eat it. Other you don't mekayin the Mogen Avraham from eating peres to Bishvat, other mekayin both. People think that it's for the kids in the kindergarten. Or if you're married and you put it in the backyard. Now, I want to explain. Be'etzem, if you see the Mogen Avraham inside, I don't know what is the meaning. I don't know, Taki, from where you come. What is your meaning? You leave bread for the birds? What? Kids. What? So I explain to you. Be'etzem is the Pshat. Be'etzem is the Isur to give food to animals in Shabbos. If the animals are not yours, it's a lot of time again, people don't know that. They go to different, Shabbos is to different, Shabbos Chizuk, and then there's animals there. And you feed it. If it's not your animal, you're not allowed to feed. It's not an animal. The animal that's not mutal on you is the Isur the Rabbanon to feed it in Shabbos. So, Be'etzem, all the poskim have a big shaila. How you leave bread for the birds? If you see the Mogen Avraham inside, he spoke on his own birds. They had birds. He went to the barbecue. Everyone had chickens in the backyard. Chotzer ein etzich abdiko. The talagoyim are there, and you gave them.
What was the chiluk?
That
shabbos of rabbit.
If there is
birds, he gave
them
every shabbos.
What? No, he didn't give them bread. He gave them to eat something else. Some people melamed zchus. I saw in the Heidige Poskim. I'm not giving it for them. I'm giving it for myself. Now I know I don't need them to eat. No, it's my minig. I saw in the svarim. I don't want to go into the svarim. I saw ander zogun lochem noyagim shaktani moisim kes. Val, it's only. These svores by chinuch and the kid is nane, so b'meile they were samech to do it to the kids. So it's not stand that this minig was given to the kids, because it's an interesting minig. They dropped it to the kids, so they did it because lemaise was a chashash isur in it. Lemaise, I don't know what was niskabel in our houses and in our houses that we give it out before Shabbos. I think also I heard in America most people they do that, not Shabbos morning. They do it erev Shabbos. And this is the reason. Be'etzem, the meaning is Shabbos morning. And I'll explain to you why. Because the whole point is, that Shabbos morning, They came midnight and they ate. Now, when Friday afternoon, the birds were not eating the mud. The mud was put down in the middle of the night. And the birds came. So the meaning was in the morning to give them what to eat, because they came to eat, really. But the mice said, because there's a shayla from the Isu, so the mice said, the minik turned over, and the mice said, I think of a... So I saw Ando Zogin that le shomanu mize. But I don't know if you can say a bachur is mechuv to do it or not, leisach nish. I don't know how to answer. I saw a lot of svarim saying that lo shomanu shenagu ken. As an Indian. Now, I want maybe a little bit to go into the halachas of Birkas Haneni. We'll try a little bit the halachas of Birkas Haneni. Maybe b'tamtzis halach. The halachas we know on Beir Priyoetz, we make, on Peres Ha'ilon, you make Beir Priyoetz. On Pri Ha'adomo, you make Beir Priyoetz. On Dovo Shel Gidule Min Ha'oretz, you make a Shehakol. What is Priyoetz? So, fruits. We have bananas that even though they look like a fruit, they are adoma. We have adoma as vegetables. But again, we have kmi, vipitrias, mushrooms, and our shahakal. It's the aloha. The aloha is a bayer priyoetz. If you made adoma, but you have it, you yoitze. And both of them, if you made shahakal, but you have it, you yoitze. If you made shittas, chus, vimayim, vimelach, if you made mezainas, you also yoitze, but you have it. That's the aloha. Now, the shaila is be'etzer. I'll ask the shaila like one way a bacher asked me once. He went, Shabbos, when it came out on Shabbos, he went to a peiros tish. So the way I was never there, but what I heard, you know, like big paranches, and like we're standing up on top there, and then they started to give out fruits. He was really standing there for 4 hours, the bacher, the bacher. And he needed a shayata, but you can't go down, it's not shaykh. Now they gave him a fruit. He wants to eat it. He can't hold it. It's not. So a brocha he can do. He's allowed to eat without a brocha or not. I think this shayla we got from soldiers, it was in the Beis Din, they came, they were serving in Lebanon. And the way it goes is, they dress them up, they color them black, and they hide for 12 hours like in a place, just in case the terrorists come, they kill him. Now, they train him, they can't not allowed to move, because if not, the terrorists will have them. Now, so the way it goes, they have to drink. So they have in their back like a tank, with like a little straw, that they could drink. They train them to be strong. Now, we're speaking already, it's 5-10 minutes before the end, there's no pikuach nefesh. But Lamai said they need a shariyotzar already. And so he can't make a bracha. And the shaila is, he's allowed to drink without a bracha or not. The shaila is nagei a lot of times to bachi, where bachi sits in a plane. He didn't get an aisle seat, he got a window seat. Now, he's very thirsty, but the person that sits in the aisle seat is a big-sized person, and he fell asleep. And he can't climb out. And he wants to know, he's allowed to drink without a bracha or not. It's a shaila that is nagei, something that could be 8 hours flight. A shaila lemaisa, it's not, it's lemaisa. The shaila is nagei more lemaisa, bochim sometimes, you know, when, you know, Hashem Shomayim, they get caught and they put in prison. I don't know if you know, but in the Migrash Arusim, in the same room is the, I don't know every room there, but some of them that I know, they have inside the place you go out to the bathroom is the same in the same room. You can't make a bracha. They offer you to drink water. You're allowed to drink or not? Shalom lemaisa. Happens lemaisa a lot of times. Shom Zavon Oyabach told me once that these shailas, that if you don't know the answer, when it will happen lemaisa, they will not give you a phone that you could ask a rav. So find out before it happens. Find out, you know, you're in a plane, you're stuck, you want to know lemaisa, you want to drink. Happens a lot of times in a hospital, you have to be with someone, older person, you can't make a bracha in these rooms sometimes. Nursing home, you can't make a bracha there. What to do? You're allowed to drink without a bracha or not? Sometimes you're yourself, you know, 80 years, you're the person himself that's laying there in the nursing room. And you can't, you know, the person here has a bad smell, you're not allowed to make no bracha. You want to know if you're allowed to eat without a bracha or not? This is the shaila that we clear. to mevar this shaila, we have to go into the yisoid of the halacha of Birkas Haneni. As a chakira, what is the mechayev of Birkas Haneni? The mitzvah, before you eat, you have to make a bracha. Or, asur lehenu ismailam azeh b'lei bracha. Nahayinu. Chazal made that a person eats without a bracha is like eating chicken with milk. Isur de rabbanon. Asur lehenu ismailam azeh b'lei bracha. Kol hanen emailam azeh b'lei bracha kilu mor. They made an isur de rabbanon. The isur de rabbanon to put something into your mouth without a bracha. Or not. There's a mitzvah in the Rabbanon to make a bracha before I eat. There's a mitzvah in the Rabbanon to make a bracha before I eat. Does it a shayla? As a Gemara in Brachas, Gemara speaks about a person that took a cup of wine and he thought that it's wine and he made a shahakel. So the shayla, if his yoitzer or not, I'm not going out to the sfeikas, why it's not like a normal shahakol. Normal shahakol, you knew on what you're benching. So then, lekula alma you yoitzer. Al kula mimama shahakol yoitzer. Here, you thought that you're going to drink wine, you thought the Moshe you're going to drink beer, and in the end it was wine. You thought it was wine, and you made it beer. Says, machlekes, some shit is sold misafik, you could drink without a bracha now, you yoitzer with the evet. The Gemara has a suffix if the shahakol helps or not. Two shittas la'alochet. Zok Rav Kibbeheger, Alamol b'kabel on sofik brochas la'okel. So why here is a shita that you're not allowed to? Zok Rav Kibbeheger. If a person has a sofik brochas la'okel, will be, if a person is misupik, if you made birkas hamazon, bar nefoshes ala michya. But brochas shelefoneo, you write misofik, you can't make a brocha again. Aber as a sofik isur, osu la'enes wa'il ma'zeh, b'nei brocha. What the other shita will hold? Sofik d'rabbonu la'okel. So Rabbi Kibbeh Eger's natiya was that the isur lehenis me'elum la'amim azeb le'ebroch is a isur. So the brochas la'okel is a suffix if I have to make a broch al tilas lulev, al mitzotzitzis, al isate betzitzis. So the broch la'okel. But l'gabi osur lehenis me'elum azeb le'ebroch l'gabi osur lehenis me'elum azeb le'ebroch is a isur lehenis me'elum azeb le'ebroch.
Achoy,
no. So the brochas la'okel. כשהוא רואה מבואו, כשהוא סובע לכל שכן, נו, נו. רבי שלמה זלמן אומר בארבעות קופל ראייס, that חיוב ברוכס, not a איסור, is only a חיוב ברוכס. First ראי בו דאם from the גמורה in ברוכס, בעל קרי, the גמורה says, איך אוסור לבורך, and he eats without a ברוכה. Why is he eats without a ברוכה? Don't eat. The time of the גמורה, was a תקונה, בעל קרי is not allowed to say דברתי, until he goes to the mikveh. They don't מבט על it. Only the משמח מיר על עצמי. אבל מעיקר דין את הגמורה בלקרי, כנת מקה ברוכה, אבל ארד גוי תלו מקפה. אבל כמו זה, אז אוי חל בלוי ברוכה, הרי זה לא ארד תאית בלוי ברוכה. אוי נן, ספוטו מן הברוכה. פעילו בשביל זה אמן היום בך, אוי נן, זה לא ארד תאית חזה? עושה מן זה אוי נן, פוטו מכל המצווה, שכה פריים, בגלל הרי יש מחסדו ממרצי חרארץ, אבל אינה לא תדעו איסורי. יאו לי פוטו פי מצווה, אז היי לא ארד תאית בלוי ברוכה. זה אוסו לנס בלוי לבזה בלוי ברוכה. Don't eat. And even if it's a mitzvah, the Moshe Matilas Yadayim, the oil has to wash. Why? Even that it's a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah shebo mi isur shesrach tume. So you also would have to. Another Raya Rav Shlomo Zalman brings down, the Gemara says, Apoyalim ha'oichlim etzel balabais, pturim milevorech lefoneo. Because Chazal didn't want to be mafsi the balabais. So if Itaki has not kosher food also, the pot of going to buy kosher food, not to matrich the balabais. Another raya. The Rambam holds that if you eat the dvar isur, you don't make a bracha.
What's kiyumal?
What?
What's kiyumal?
I'll tell you, I had a shaila last time I was in America. Someone went to visit a psayid. So his partner came out. Rabbi Mechabed Ashirim he was, yeah? And the partner came out. And he said, this Baruch Hashem is Beschazek. He says, you know, I can't say, we don't do kosher yet, you know. We don't do kosher, but I'm Beschazek, you know, I learned my partner. And I'm teaching my kids to do brachas. So we go to the restaurant. So we don't buy kosher hot dogs. But I tell my kids they have to make a bracha before. I told them, you're not allowed to. Rambam Paskins, Dvar Isur, you don't make a bracha. I never knew what is an afkamin if it's dvar yisro to who. The Rambam is talking to this father, yeah? There's no inu to mechalach the kid to make a shahakal and a chazal to give hatog. He said, yeah, but I have to train him. I said, there's no training by doing avayis. There's no training by doing avayis. The shaila is, why? Ein zacht ze et chazal. Aber chod shmeke brocha. The Teretz is, chazal will not mechalach to make a brocha. But if it's an isru lehenois, the isru ridoi, you nene ma'ilim azeh belebrocha. There's another famous halacha. Everyone knows this halacha. If you put a drink inside your mouth and you forgot to make a bracha, so what do you do? If you could push it to the side, but if not, you're not allowed to swallow it. Why? Because if you put it out, you can't put it back in. But if you put a chaz in the mouth, you already can swallow it. What's the pshat in this halacha? If you boil a mashkim, you can't take it out, so swallow it. If you put a chaz, you can't take it out, so swallow it. It's not nice, take it out, it's not nice. Does it tell you not to swallow the chazan? So why here you're allowed to? It's not easy. I have to make a bracha. I can't make a bracha. So grada I saw Reb Shlomo Kluger and the Shulchan Aruch answers, he asked this kasha, and he says, no, you know why you're not allowed to? Be'etzem it's a isur. But what is the isur? Gezer. From Hashem. After you put it in the mouth, and you can't take it out, it's really called a b'shinui. So then you're allowed to swallow. Reb Shlomo Kluger. The other Reb Shlomo Kluger, Chorach Mashlema and Shulchan Aruch. And he asked, we see why he says he holds from the kasha. And I take as far another tshuva, Shlomo Kluger holds, what would it be if a person forgot to make al achilas matzah? And moitzi lechem min ha'oretz, and lela seder. It happens to 50% of klal Yisrael. Because there's two brachas, I don't know if you realize, there's one bracha that's called moitzi matzah, and one is moitzi lechem min ha'oretz. A lot of people, they say moitzi matzah, they forget to say moitzi lechem min ha'oretz. So Shlomo Kluger says, maybe he has to eat matzah again. Because also there's my name is Ebele Brocha, it's a isru. So mitzvah bo ba'aveira, it was not yoytze. If it's a din to make a broch, it's no shachis to mitzvah bo ba'aveira. Zogim Shlomo Kluger, weil, also la yizmoyle mazeh bo lebroche, it becomes a chefte de yisure. So b'meile, he was, Zogim Shlomo Kluger, abi you made one broch already, you're not nena bo mazeh bo lebroch. But in a tshubis, the elef lecho Shlomo, I think it's a Shlomo Shlomo Kluger l'shitose. That wanted to say that when you swallow things, the reason you don't have to take it out, because kona b'shinui. The Meisa, in the Meiri state, that it's a Isu. Meiri says, Safek brochus lehokel, he holds you're not allowed to eat. We don't bask it like that. Because we hold that even if the Isu is to eat, and then also we say, Safek darabon lekule. But we see in the Meiri klol that it's a Safek Isu. There's also Oches Chaim, Rabbeinu Yonis Milonil, and the Kolboy, they say that the Oinan is not allowed to eat without a brochus. Because mitzvah sutru loy, isurim loy utru loy. So we have five rayas that it's a heter, only a chiyu broche. Mitzad shayni, we have rayas brures that it's a isur. So why a dvar isur, you're allowed to eat without a broche? And then chazaw and not attack in a broche. But lemaise, so now we have the shaila. When a person is an onus and he cannot make a bracha, he's allowed to eat or not? This is be'etzim the shaila from the Birkas Haneni. A person has an onus, he cannot make a bracha. But he wants to know if he's allowed to eat or not. And it's totally in these two studies. If it's an isur de rabbanon to eat without a bracha, you're honest on the bracha. But because man is not a pikuach nefesh, don't he? Ein echanami, you're honest on the bracha. But you're not a pikuach nefesh. If you're not a pikuach nefesh, don't eat. Masha'enken. You're not a pikuach nefesh, don't eat. Masha'enken, if you learn pshat that it's only a chiyu bracha, I'm a onus, it's not in you not to eat. No one is gaining, I want to explain, no one is gaining that I'm not eating. I'm not eating. I can't make a bracha. We don't have an in if you're not eat today. We want when you eat, make a bracha. I can't. It's a bad smell. I can't make a bracha. So what you gain that I didn't eat? No one gained. If it's a isu, we don't want to do the isu. If it's a mitzvah, say I can't do the mitzvah. There's no reason not to eat. No. So it's interesting. There's a Mishnah Berurah in it. Siman Samach Beis. Mishnah Berurah says every bracha you have to make bepeh, but you can't make a hiru. But if you're oynes and you're choile, you can make behiru. Zog de Ramo, אבל אם אינו נוקי לגמרי, כגון יודו מלוכלוכויס, או בחדר האמצעי, in a place that he cannot make a broche, בכלל, זה ממש מלוכלוך in ganzo, he can't make even a hero. מזה, סזוקת לזה, if your only hands are not clean, you could make a hero. It's like you touch somewhere. But if Moshe, you need to go to the bathroom, בחי גבנה, you can't make a hero. זוגתי משנבור בשם דטז. מי שצומה בלילה, someone is thirsty in the night, ואינו יוכל לבורך, כי יודוב אינו מכיר, so he doesn't have negative ass on his bed, he got up in the middle of the night and it's very thirsty. Or it's very cold for him to go out of his bed. זוגתי דטז, he could make a hero. He's מהר על הברוכה. אבל אם הוא מתונף לגמרי, או שהוא צורך לבית הכיסא, אין הוא יוכל להר. נקנה במהר. במילה זאת במשנברור. והשויסים בבית המרחץ שלא יקדין אויסים. was a meaning in the time of Mishnebura when people went to the Beis HaMerchetz to the Mikveh and then they stayed for a couple hours there. It was, you know, they schwitzed there. So people drank without a brocha. Why? They cannot make a hiru, they cannot make a brocha. Bura Locha says like this, Hine amino goyo, shekeivon sheyefshar levorech yochol lishtois. Veze poshut meoit she'ein lehatir, mishu oynes al habrocha. Why? Look at Losh HaMishnebura. Shezeo yoshayech, im hayu oymim chazal, mitzvah levorech. Aval ha'emes, אמרו חז"ל, אסור להם לשמוע למזל ולברוכה. בכל לא יכולים לזהור שתקלטי. He says, was a meaning that people drank in Beis HaMerchetz without a brocha. And Mishnah Berurah says, it would be a good meaning if חז"ל would say, צריך לבורך. אבל לא אמס, שחז"ל אמרו אסור לבורך. So what למעשה? What do למעשה? Again, I want to say הלוכה למעשה because a person has to know הלוכה למעשה, but not to rush. To be Mekel and Dizinyan. Repesach Tzvi Frank, the Har Tzvi was very machmir on it. Very machmir on it. Rav Ozner says like this. He says, if someone is very sick, Marshall, he's laying in the hospital and he can't. But he says like this, the Psak will be Lemaise. If he has to wait for a whole day, emotionally he's in jail, he's allowed to drink right away. He doesn't have to wait. But if it's a couple hours, not to drink. The Mishnah Berurah is machmir. He says like this. Why the Mishnah Berurah was machmir so much? Because the Mishnah Berurah is speaking about a person that is in a Beis HaMerchetz, he wants to drink. So the Mishnah Berurah says, go out. He doesn't want to go out. So when the deal of Mishnebura was taken machmir. But when a person cannot go out, he says, if it's only a couple of hours to be makbid. So again, the shiur and the plains. What is exactly the shiur? It's hard to know what is exactly the shiur. What is exactly the shiur? Rav Shmuel Zalman Eir Bachnetia was to be maker. I, Chazal, say also. So the gather is, they made you a chiyuv to make a broche. And they made it, it's an isul to eat without the chiyuv. And I will explain. So again, first the hands of Shem Zaman, then I'll say Aloch HaLemayisah. Shem Zaman said like this, Avad and Mitzad Echon, I see that it's only a Chiyu Broche. Mitzad Sheini, Shein Lo Shana Gemore Isu. So it's a Chazal. Chazal say you have a Chiyu to make a Broche. After they made a Chiyu to make a Broche, they said, a person will say, I don't want to do it. If you have a Chiyu, you over a Isu if you eat. Dahayu. They didn't make it like chicken and milk that it's also mitzad atzmi. The gather is chayev odom levorich. He said, okay, say, I'm not doing a lot of chayev. Some people, they don't say krishma morgen avrom, yeah? Some people, you know, daven without a hat and jacket. So no, some of it is the bochum do, yeah? Not every mitzvah everyone keeps. Here Chazal didn't want that some people will not keep this mitzvah. So they said, it's a chiyuv to mevorich, and is osur lehenus. And if you nene, you're over a isur the rabbonu. Aber if a zeivai, there is no chiyuv broche, you're not over a isur. So, if the Moshe, you are onus, and you cannot make a broche, So then there's no Yisroel you're allowed to eat. If you're not an Anus, the Moshe in the Bais HaMelechetz, and you can't make, so go out. But if you're Anus and you can, you're a Balkeri. You can't make a bracha. So the Mele is no Yisroel. You're Oinen. You cannot make a bracha, so you're allowed to eat. So again, La'alocha le'maisa, Reb Shlomo Zalman was Mekel. That if you cannot make the bracha, you're allowed to eat without a bracha. Le'maisa, the achro of the poiskim is that if it's an hour or two to wait, if it's more from an hour or two, Rav Vozner wants to be Mekel. So again, not to rush, for sure not to rush to start to eat without brachas and planes when you're stuck inside. Chas v'sham, you have to know. If you're only in a matzav that it's not mamish or guf shein and look, only your hands are not clean, and you can't wipe them or something like that, could be you have to make a hiru. But a person has to chotch Rosh Hashanah le'ilones to melamed himself to be makbid on brachas. What? Yeah. Now, you have to know, Kavam Mura Aloch is for Tu Bishvat. It says in this forum that this is the day Taket and Metaket in Yoni for the Brochas. People are Makbid and Kashras, the Mamish Makbid, to eat and Kashras. But they come, he does, Shagre Bidvor, Shagre Bidvor, before he finishes the Bidvor, you know, the food is gone. This is no, it's a Chiyub Levorich. Now, there's another issue that is very negative to be sure. You're not allowed to eat bugs. Issue. It's not of kashas. Why? Choy, ain't a mechaven, misasek. No mechaven to eat the bug. I want to eat a date. I mean, yes, bug, not bug. No, nichele, suffix, psychreche, ain't a mechaven. So I'm not going in the maise, from Zaman, and the Mekochaim, and the Sivis, and Zmarchim. Why you can't say that? I want to explain. The Mecheter of the Bochim, Moshe, some Bochim eat. Te'enim, I don't know how to call them in English. Figs? Dates. So they have dry ones? And figs. It's Tomo, the Te'enim. Tomo me'ez no Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah le'bnei Odom. I was speaking Rosh Hashanah le'ilones, some people eat the Te'enim, the fig. So I'm saying, Lema'i said, no year that Hashem HaTeiro mitzvahs eats figs. There's no yid that is shomer Torah mitzvahs that eats figs. If you eat a fig, you over isurim. It's bechesras that you are a variant. The derech klal eating a fig is around like 50 or 60 lavim. It's better to go 20 times to a non-kosher restaurant to eat a piece of chazit, to enjoy yourself, and you have less avayos. It's chaval. It's chaval. Poshut chaval. It's ain't from Shomazam and Erwach. Chaval. It says, how much avayos you have? Like a nice portion. 4 lavim. 1 fig. 20 bucks. Everyone is 5-6 lavim. Person has to know from Masba. I heard this from David Kroger, the Mashkiach from Erisol. It's printed in the Sefer Chochma and Musa. Two people were walking in the street. One person, a guy came over to them and told them, I want you to eat a fig. They make like a race, he wants to see how quick you eat a fig. One person said, I can't, there's bugs inside. The other person said, I also can't. The guy said, listen, if you don't eat it, what I'll do is I'm taking off your nails, peeling off your skin, chopping off your feet and your hands, salting you, leaving you like this on a bed. First person got a little nervous, he ate it. Second person said, I love you after Moisar, call Nafshe, Al Pikuach Nefesh, do what you want. They took off the nails, they peeled off the skin, salted him, he's laying on a bed like this, no one is marrying him, yeah? He's surim deiroim till the end of his life. The other guy, you know, Nachtam came from Kippur, Machtshuva, he's sorry, he ate a fig. You know, Baruch Hashem married, became a Talmid Chochem, married off his kids, Bal Tztokim, Mamish, Bal Chesed, Shas, Poiskim, out. Come up to the Shemayim, the other guy is a Nebach Dike Bachar, Elte Bachar, as a, you know, chopped over in Gansen. Zogta of Congress, how much do you think a punishment would be upstairs in the Shemayim for the first guy? He will suffer much more from this guy suffering in this world. Has to be. Because if not, Chaval to listen. Better to suffer up. That's for one laugh, you'll suffer. Which tells us means if you eat one fig without checking it. How much Yisurim you will have? The Beskerov said, people think, you know, the Shemaim, all the people that ate the figs together, yeah? Beskerov said, Hashem has enough place in the Shemaim. Without the end, you'll be burning there and there'll be no one near you. There's enough place. Don't think it'll be a matzav. Everyone will be there. Navisim, I'm saying, you have sfeikas, don't eat. People come with this modern zach, the mekayim, the smoke in Avram, and the over isurim. Vaya said once that the rough from the bugs, yeah? He said, no, he's a big munche, he's a big munche. He said that he checked once on a date, he found 40 bugs. 40. Fig, yeah. He said once, was a Rebbe that told him that he has a minig avoisa that he has to eat. If you could check for it. He cleaned it with all the zachem, yeah? And after cleaning, he found 16 bugs in it. Man, he took out all the 16 bugs. That was clean. Then the Rebbe ate it. Mamash checked, mamash, piece by piece. The Badatz Hechsha doesn't go on the bugs. Only on the fruit. It doesn't mean that it's Badatz Hechsha on the store that there's no bugs. Badatz said Klo. They only said that they took off Trumas and Isis. What is inside, they don't know. There's no Hechsha Badatz on it. You buy closed packages, the mushroom, leather, has bugs. The mushroom, from Zaman Erba said, what? Not green. I mean, what the kids eat. Fruit leathers. You have to know, I'm sorry. You have to know that, especially the ones you buy in Geula. I know when you get, you have them in the closed packages in America and have like a little paper near them, but that's why it's okay. Yeah? But when you buy them in the stores, that they stand, the derech klal, these things are just dried up, not in a choshev way, and there's bugs inside, you have to know how to eat, what to eat. I saw in yeshivas all different lists of things. I don't know the gedorim, I don't know if it's on the machmir tzad, on the mekel tzad. But a person has to know. I remember Shem Zaman Erbach told me that on the oranges is bugs, little black bugs. And if you peel an orange without washing the orange, the bug what?
Doesn't come off.
It goes if you wash it good, then they don't come. Then they really go off in the water. If you don't wash it and you peel it, they go to your hand, and then they go to the orange and you eat it. I heard from Shem Zaman. I told him. He told me what I said before, and on that he said it. If you don't want to listen to me, go to the restaurant, eat chazer, and you'll be better off in the Shemayim. This is what Rabbi Zalman Erbach told me. I don't argue with him. Rabbi Zalman said that they come off. So even if they don't come off, they come off. I said, I saw yesterday a black one comes off to my head. I checked. Oranges is the... I don't know what is the orange. Tapuz, yes, apple and tapuz. So I'm saying again, a person has to know. I'm saying, especially why I'm saying it's so stark. Bochim go here to all different places. People take out all different payers to them, and some of them are mashal strawberries. Everyone holds that you're not allowed to eat strawberries. The only way to eat strawberries, you cut the top, the bottom, the sides, and something inside you can eat. This is the metzius. Now especially, it's again, it's full. People don't know it. Why to eat it? Why to touch it? What's happened to some? Shaifun is suri. I'm saying, we're speaking mitzad echot minhogim, we're going to have rum from food, bread to the birds, chamesh esre. I'm saying, mitzad sheni, you have to know the halachas of teloim. I'm not answering, I didn't look into the teloim the last years, you know, I just don't eat these things. You know what I mean? It's better, you know, people are 15 minim, 16 minim, 17 minim. You know, these people, the same amount of minim that they ate, they were even on the lav in Tu B'Shvat. I'm saying because Bochum go to places to eat and people buy all these different trays here, it's Bichlau. People will say, but in America we eat it. First, doesn't mean what you do in America is okay. But I want to say that the Metzius of the Aklim is different than Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. Eretz Yisrael, as most of the days of the year are hot. You can count on the fingers. We think we had one really cold day to vibe. When it's cold in the countries, all these bugs die and they don't have a mokum to be misrabe. But when they have dry places and then stores that just stand on the street in Gula and everyone could visit them, the metzius is bugs. Same thing flour. Now it's all you have to sift. In America you don't sift. The metzius is different. A person can't say, I'm used to in the house. Say again. I'm saying it's possible to Sashalis from the Eraisa. About a person thinks, I saw in Pele Yoetz yesterday, he brings down that, you know, people are makpi to buy psiche, hagbe, glile, what is it? Chivuv mitzvah. Oh, but to speak nice to your parents, it's a day rice. He yells on his parents, puts down the phone, and then in the shul he buys the hagbe, the glile, yeah? It's a day rice. But it's very hard for him. To buy the glile also costs a lot of money, Dali. I'm saying we have to know these issuim from bugs, shaylos from the reise. I'm saying so the more heter of people is, I'm not mechaven, I don't know it. Sekreisha, it's not like that. I'm not going out to the zbeim. There's a lot of zbeim. Why we don't say beetzem? I would say I'm not so sure. It's a suffix sekreisha. Ain't a mechaven. Lo nichalei. Why I'm not allowed to? It's tirutzim on it. But this heter doesn't exist. There's no heter. I want to finish with a good ezach. It says in the parasha, I heard this from my father-in-law, the name of his father. It says, "Vayavoyu lemoro velo yuchlu lishteis mayim imoro ki morimem. Vayoreyu Hashem eitz, vayashlich al hamayim, vayumteku hamoyim." It says the medrash, "Vayumteku hamoyim, hamayim humteku." It's about down b'shem that the eitz was a bitter tree. They put it into the water and the water became sweet. What is the pshat? Person has a cup of tea. Tea is bitter. So you put sugar inside and you mix it. So it becomes sweet. So what makes the tea sweet? What makes the tea sweet? I'm not going to the alta chakira, yeah? The alta chakira is the sugar or the spoon that mixes. Yeah, I'm not going to that chakira. But what makes the sugar? The tea doesn't become sweet. The tea is bitter. The sugar is sweet. Every sip that you take, a little bit sugar comes in, a little bit take. I was like, you wait for 10 hours and the sugar will go down. It will be bitter. The bitter didn't become sweet. She said, every sip, you meet both. The eitz in Moro was a bitter tree. It was not like sugar. It changed the teva of the mayim. Hamayim humtiku. The mayim became a different water. The eitz, it's chayim ila machazikim, but it's the eitz from Torah. The Torah changes a person, not that the pshat, that when he has Torah, he knows how to behave. The Torah is machshartoy meramamtoy. The Torah changes the mahus of the person. He becomes an anderer mensch, a guter mensch, a bal midas. Not that he knows how to behave. A Torah that knows how to behave, but in the hard minute he loses himself, the Torah didn't change him. The mitzvah of the Torah changes a person. Merachshartoy meramamtoy megadaltoy vayoreyu eitz vayashlich al hamoyim vayumteku hamayim humteku.